Today on Thought Blast, we're going to be trying something new. We're going to be reading the first few pages of a comic. And to begin with, we're going to be reading Wolverine, Issue 1 by Chris Claremont and Frank Miller. Now, just bear with us. Okay, so this is Wolverine speaking. This is from the start. Page 1. I'm Wolverine. I'm the best at what there is at what I do. What I do best isn't very nice. This is home to me, the Canadian Rockies, land as stark and elemental as my soul. I'm here on business, to hunt, to kill. Like I said, what I do best. I picked up his trail yesterday evening just before dawn and found the examples of his handiwork. Two Mounties, or what was left of them anyway. They were good men, experienced, well-armed and careful. Suckers never had a chance. Wind shifted during my climb. He knows I'm coming. He's probably a little bit scared. He's not used to being challenged on his own turf. He'll wait for me to make the first move. If I walk by, he'll charge out after me. I don't want to risk of him escaping again. Mad he may be, but he ain't stupid. I should just stress this is Wolverine still speaking. This is the same speech now. We're on page 3, and there's a big bear coming at us, but Wolverine's still talking through his own internal monologue. No exit. These signs are hours off. He's probably still inside, sleeping off his last meal. I look, listen, smell, wait. I can't pinpoint him. His cave's too deep with the many branch passages, perfect for an ambush. I let him come to me. He roars a challenge. I smile. It won't be long now. It isn't. He's big and mean, a rogue grizzly bear. No more fearsome, more deadly a creature exists on Earth. Except me. His claws gleam in the half-light. So do mine. Whoosh! Okay, now the bear is attacking Wolverine at this point, but Wolverine takes time to explain about his claws. They're formed of pure adamant, the strongest metal known. Unbreakable, razor sharp, they cut through steel like paper. My skeleton's laced with the same stuff, which means it can withstand virtually any amount of punishment. An acid in my line of work, the bear is attacking him at this point. By birth, I'm a mutant, a professional. For a time, I was a secret agent. Now, by joke, I don't know why he's giving you quite so much kind of the bear's attacking him, but anyway, still going for it. A secret agent. I'm one of the uncanny X-Men. Before the rogue realized what's happened, he's crippled, mortally wounded. Whoosh! He cuts his arm. I want this over and quickly. If he wanted it quickly, why did he spend so much time explaining? Don't know. But dying's a long way from being dead. The bear howls with more rage and pain and lunges for me. I hit him hard, too fast. He doesn't know yet. He's become a true berserk. His fury is giving him terrible endurance and power. He's still explaining it as he's fighting a grizzly bear. You've got to admire this man. I wish there was another way, but there isn't.